Hello.
Hi, Tony. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good. I was following up regarding the account and the payment.
Are you just a collection person, or are you actually somebody that informs me stuff about my account?
I can kind of do both. I mainly just collect failed payments, but I also can access your account and see what's going on if you have a question.
All right, because my concern is just paying somebody $250 every month, because I haven't got one phone call in over 30 days regarding the Local Splash. So, I mean, I don't care to pay for something that's potential to me, but I'm definitely not going to give somebody $250 every month.
Right.
Just to say that they're marketing me, because whenever it pops up, like I've had numerous people tell me that whenever they pop my stuff up for roofing or siding or anything, that my name doesn't even come up in my area. So at some point, that's kind of got a conflict for me.
So
I'm guessing that the keywords, whatever the keywords that was put in for me or whatever it is that's on Google,
right,
doesn't even pop me up. And I know that for a fact because Google tried to buy me.
What do you mean they tried to buy you?
Like since I've not paid the payment or whatever, and it shows that I'm not active no more.
Mm-hmm.
Google has contacted me, trying to get me to buy their whatever it is they sell. So basically, whenever I bought the Local Splash, I had no idea what it was. I had a buddy that uses it. He just kind of told me about it, and then I spoke to John Kyle. He's a super nice dude. I like him.
Yeah, he is nice.
You know. I'm a little bit, like I said, $250 times 10, that's $2,500. That's not even for a year. So,
yes.
If I'm not, you know, I don't really know how to respond to that. I don't care to pay it.
Address a couple of things that you said, Tony, because number one, Google doesn't call the general public. So if you got a call from someone saying they were Google and the result of that call was you had to sign up with them and spend more money, then chances are that's a scam call, okay? The only thing you could get from calling Google if you contacted them yourself are the pay-per-click ads, the ones that run at the top of the page. And I don't think you would like those because they're more conducive to a large corporation that has, you know, tens of thousands of dollars in the marketing budget each month. They don't do much for a small to mid-sized business, okay? So for a search engine optimization, which is to put businesses on the first page in the maps, which is what we specialize in, it's always going to be a third-party company. But what sets us apart is industry standard for first-page placement takes 90 days. We're a premier partner to Google, so we do it in only 30 to 45 days. So we're way ahead of the curve, okay? But with that being said, since you're only 30 days in with us, it's always the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition for you, right? So you're right at the cusp of where that's going to happen.
And, like, I'm concerned somewhat because the Facebook is not going to be able to – all right, so this is where it gets personal because I told John about this in the beginning. I have a girl, you know, I have a partner that doesn't like Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of puts me out of the Facebook loop because if I do the Facebook, it causes problems. I don't know why. It's for my business, and it sounds stupid because in the reality of it is I really need Facebook to grow a little bit more.
Yes.
But the point being of it is I'm not 100% sure that's going to be, so is it even potential for me to have it if I don't have the Facebook?
Oh, yeah, the Facebook is just an add-on, and $100 of your subscription each month goes to Facebook ads. So if you feel like you don't want those on an ongoing basis, I could take those off, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. And with that package...
I didn't even have the Facebook last month or any this month. So, I mean, I already paid the $250, whatever. That was my fault. I should have said something in the beginning, but I kind of thought that she was going to go along with it. But the more days it keeps going on, I'm like, are we going to do this Facebook? Are we going to do this Facebook? Well, It's how many days since it started, and it still ain't ever been started. I mean, it takes 5 minutes to start a Facebook.
Yeah, the Facebook, you could do it yourself, but it's the ads that we run on them. That's what costs money. So you're getting a better deal this way, though, because as a standalone product, if you would have signed up initially with just the local SEO package with the website and, you know, the first page placement on Google, that package by itself sells for $199 monthly. Okay.
Right.
So when we bundle that with Facebook ads, it's $249, but $100 goes to Facebook, right? So
right.
If we take those off, you get $149 monthly, which is $50 less a month than if you would have just signed up with that package initially. So the only reason you can get that pricing is that you did initially bundle it and then you're taking it off, which is good, you know? And so you'll have a benefit anyway of having the Facebook page up because I see that they have created it. So at least you'll have that extra internet exposure for your business. But moving forward, if you don't see the value in doing Facebook ads, we could definitely take them off for you. It's not a problem.
So what do you mean if they created Facebook? What do you mean?
It says here there's a note on the account on... Oh, I misread it. It said client to create page and grant access. That was on 722. I thought they created the page. So they were following up with you, I guess, on 722 about creating the page and granting access. Is that what that girl was supposed to do and she kind of dropped the ball on it?
Well, what it is I don't really have an explanation for what is the problem other than it just being a jealousy thing, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, I see.
And the problem of it is it's not like, you know, like me and John spoke. It's not like there's going to be personal pictures of myself. It's my work.
Right.
I just don't know. So that's kind of in the air. So let me ask you a question. If I take that off, can I add it back on later if we decide to do it or what?
Yes. That's the nice thing about Facebook is it's the Google listing that's exclusive. We only work with one company per category per area to make sure that one.
Right there, we can't raise it up.
So, were you talking to someone else, or?
Yeah, I'm at a customer's house at the moment.
Oh, I thought so. Okay, yeah. So it's the Google listing that's exclusive, but the Facebook ads you can absolutely call back and put back on at any time.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. Are you able to prorate what I owe you for the previous month or not?
I can't prorate it, but what I can do is collect the $149 and then push the next billing out 30 days. So rather than you being charged again on August 25th, we would push the next one all the way out till September 2nd, since today's the 2nd. That way you get another full month of service.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Right. So you're saying, what are you saying? What's he saying? So we're going to see what he wants. He's over here. He's over there. Let me give you this other card here.
Okay, no problem. I'm ready whenever you are, Tony.
And I'm sorry if I sound agitated. I'm just hot.
No, I understand. I grew up in the Midwest. I know how it is in Ohio. So
yeah,
it's hot and sticky, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Plus we're inside
the
garage working, and it's hotter. And I don't even know here.
You need to get lemonade and put a little umbrella in it or something, and go sit in the shade and pretend like you're on vacation.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So I have a card ready.
Okay. Go ahead.
It's 5178.
Okay.
0586.
Got it.
0792.
Okay.
5354.
5354. And expiration?
0628.
And the code?
785.
Perfect. And then it's still the 37588 Ohio 324 on the billing address?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I'll get your authorization and then I'll push the next billing out to September 2nd. That way you have another full month of service. And then have you been on your dashboard to see the results or anything like that as of yet?
No, I haven't. I haven't been on there for a while. I can try to get on there now. I don't even really, I'm not very good with the phones.
I'll send you the login. I don't expect you to drop everything and do it right now, especially while you're at a customer's house and all that. But if you have time to kind of go on there over the weekend or something.
I have it all right here.
Oh, you do have it. Oh, you already have the login, right?
Yeah, it's right. Yeah, I kept all John's messages. So.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I'm gonna try to check it and let's see here. I think it's, Yeah, so I'm logging into it now.
Perfect. Good. I can show you a couple things then when you go in.
Yeah, I'm on there now.
Okay. So do you see where it says 150 Google profile actions?
This ain't your little picture down here, is it?
In the corner, no. No, I'm not on the live chat today. I used to do it, and it would put my picture there, but not currently.
I'm just messing with you. I always mess with people on the phone about a picture. I told this one person, I said, well, if you send me a picture that you're not a computer, I'll keep talking to you.
Oh, that's funny. Well, my picture is up on the website. If you ever go to the About Us section, you'll see it up there. But if you click on where it says 150 Google profile actions, that's all time, right? You've only been with us for a little over a month. So this will, if you click on it, it will open up and it'll say last 6 months. But you can filter it out at the top and see what type of activity you had just over the last 30 days. And it's showing that you had 13 clicks to your site from the first page of Google, 3 clicks to call you, and 9 clicks for driving directions. So that's good. The second thing I want to show you is, do you see those tabs at the top that say home, lead, website, listings?
What is it now?
There's some tabs at the top that say home, leads, website, list. Wait, you're doing it from your phone or are you on a laptop?
No, I'm on my phone.
Okay, so rather than being tabs at the top, it might be like 3 lines that you have to hover over to get those tabs or 3 dots. So tell me if you see anything like that and if you hover over the 3 lines or the 3 dots, if you can see home.
I see home, lead, website,
okay.
Listing.
So the very last one that says business info. That's the section where you can make edits to your site through the dashboard. So let's say that you complete a project next week and you have a really good before and after photo and you want to put it up on your website. You can come here to the dashboard in the business info tab and scroll all the way to the bottom. And you'll see on here we have your logo, we have a cover photo, we have a bunch of stock photos and then some photos that you sent us. So if you ever want to drop and drag or rearrange or anything like that, you would do it directly from here. And any revisions that you make here will automatically update on your site within 1 to 3 business days. Okay?
Yeah,
and then lastly, I'll tell you that you're doing fairly well in the reviews department. But if you start getting some more 5-star reviews here and there, that also will give you better placement and a stronger return. So I'll send you a review generator email, Tony, that will help you with that. It'll say, you know, thank you for using Triple T's Construction. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people here and there filling that out to achieve a 5-star ranking on Google.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah, so for now, I think that should be enough to kind of show you just so that you have like a preliminary, you know, outline of how the dashboard works. And I already sent you that email. So, you know, if you have any questions on how to use it, just feel free to call us, okay?
Okay, and I got that. And do you have a way I can get in touch with you? How do I get in touch with you?
Yes, I'm at extension 777, so I'll text it to you again. My name's Tina, So anytime you want to talk to someone and do an update or make a revision, of course you can hit option one and anybody that answers the phone can help you. But if you want to talk to me, just put in that 777 and it'll ring directly to my desk.
Yeah, because I told John in the beginning that I would rather just stay with one or two people that I feel safe with. So.
Yes. Yeah, that's understandable. I'll preface that and let you know that, you know, like I told you already, I'm not a technician. I don't do programming. I have some basic account information in front of me that I'm always happy to share. But there may be a time that you call me and I can't help you. But if that's the case, I can at least get you to the person that can. You know what I mean?
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I appreciate your help.
Of course, Tony, and if you see that orange banner on your site saying it's no longer being activated, that was just because we're having trouble with the payment. So now that the payment went through, that will come down within one business day, okay?
All right, then. I appreciate it.
No problem. Have a good weekend and try to stay cool, too.
Yes, ma'am. You too.
Right. Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay, bye.